This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. A group of executives and lobbyists for natural resources companies are wrapping up a meeting with a dozen Western State Republican U.S. House members in Phoenix today. The top item on the agenda at the meeting of the Western Business Roundtable, helping Congress set its agenda for 2004. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports, critics are raising questions over how much influence coal, oil, and natural gas executives are having on lawmakers who decide natural resource policy.
The conference attendee list for the Western Business Roundtable, held at the plush Biltmore Golf Resort on the outskirts of Phoenix, reads like a top-tier campaign donor list. The American Gas Association, Basin Electric Power Company, the Colorado Oil and Gas Association, ConocoPhillips, the National Mining Association, and a few more pages of companies with an interest in the West's natural resources. Industry executives and lobbyists paid $1,500 apiece for a chance to tell a dozen GOP House members what they'd like to see from Congress this year. Jim Sims, once a member of Vice President Cheney's team on energy policy, directs the Western GOP Majority Committee, which sponsored the event.
This is not an industry, let's tell Congress what to do. This is a group of Westerners hopefully coming to consensus and saying, this is what we think Congress ought to do from the perspective of the American West.
Utah Republican Congressman Rob Bishop, a member of the House Resources Committee, says no member of Congress who takes their job seriously is going to be swayed by special interest money or the people who have it. Bishop uses industry lobbyists, he says, to get the knowledge he needs to make an informed decision.
They know what they have to deal with on their daily lives. I go to these people to find out what their problems are. And so if you try to avoid this type of relationship, the only thing you're doing is cutting off a source of information to try and make a decent decision. And no one's bought and paid by that. That's ridiculous.
But the most prominent agenda item at this meeting is called A Prosperous West in 2010, building a top 10 list for the Congress. Daniel Patterson, an ecologist with the Tucson-based Center for Biological Diversity, called it a blatant attempt to sell access to members of powerful congressional committees who will decide on legislation affecting the natural resources industry.
So you have industry heads, CEOs of large energy corporations, and other people who are trying to essentially scrape the wealth of our public lands into their own pockets, telling Congress what to do in a direct way.
Executives and lobbyists from natural resources companies say they're here to listen and to inform their home state lawmakers about what's happening in their industry. Companies are spending a lot of money to do that. Colorado-based Arch Coal sponsored a $3,000 opening reception. Kennecott Energy Company spent $10,000 to host a dinner party. And the American Gas Association ponied up $3,000 to host a discussion on federal energy policy. Daryl Henry is the association's spokesman.
We've talked about the need for natural gas and affordable and reliable energy everywhere. Our customers are their constituents. They vote. I represent their interests in the sense of they're better off with lower natural gas prices, more affordable energy, more reliable energy.
This looks terrible. This is the worst type of thing you see in politics.
Larry Noble is executive director of the Center for Responsive Politics, a Washington-based nonpartisan group that tracks money in politics and its effect on public policy. While he says the connection between special interest money and politicians at the Phoenix meeting is blatant, it's not unusual.
We like to believe that our congressmen put together the to-do list based on what they decide is best for the American people, not what some select givers decide is best for the American people or best for business.
The conference wraps up this weekend with a session on how to deal with the media and a few rounds of golf. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.